Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I'm going to turn on the screen and okay. All right. We're safe. I had no idea what was going to show up. No, it wasn't going to be anything like, you know, bad, but the issue is that I this is the one thing that I forgot to check. So I wasn't sure what I had that was going to post, but there it is. There's never anything inappropriate, my goodness. Well, I don't know. Maybe. It could be. Considering that we live in a lawless America, I could post a picture. Listen, if I post a picture of Come and Take It flag, If I post a picture of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, according to the Department of Justice, I might just be an extremist, violent militia member. That's what the FBI says. That's what the Department of Justice says. So there you go. So maybe I need to be. No, forget it. I'm posting this stuff. All right, big show for you today. I really messed up last night, and I was supposed to call my last guest to remind him, just to make sure, and I forgot. I got caught up in some stuff. I was just exhausted, and I blew it. But I've messaged him, I've texted him, I've emailed him, so hopefully, he wanted to be here, he wants to be here. It was just a matter of making sure that I, you know, reminded him, because he's just a little bit busy right now. And I'm talking about my good friend Robert Davi, who is the director of My Son Hunter. And we're going to get My Son Hunter's director, Robert Davi, should be on with me as my final guest today. T-Rose is with me today. We'll be talking about fake news and censorship. Claire Lopez is with me with Rick Manning. We'll be talking about Iranian nukes. And don't forget tomorrow, really important, Sheriff Bob Song is with me for the full last hour of the program. He is a constitutional sheriff. He's a sheriff who told his entire county, if the ATF shows up knocking at your door, you call me, I'll come arrest them. Okay? Guy's serious about being a constitutional attorney and protecting his people. He'll be here for an entire hour tomorrow. Get your sheriff to tune in. Get your local law enforcement to tune in. They need to understand their constitutional duties and their constitutional powers against this radical federal overreach that David and I are going to talk about in a minute, and the violations of the Constitution, the Fourth, the Fifth, and the Sixth Amendment. It's as if they don't exist. The First Amendment, they've thrown that out. The Second Amendment, they're getting ready to throw that out. I'm telling you, folks, we are now in, I would say, a constitutional crisis, but I'll ask my expert, who'll tell us here in just a moment. So, anyway, Bob Song will be with us tomorrow, and Nan Sue's with us tomorrow, and we'll drill down deeper into what is called the Indo-Pacific strategy. It was something that President Trump came alongside of with Shinzo Abe, who was the Japanese prime minister at the time, who was assassinated. And now that two-thirds of the world's economy and one-half of the world's population is under threat by the triad of Russia, China, and Iran. And we'll talk about that more with Nan Sue. Remember, and I've got this posted up, Nan Sue and I broke the story about the Wuhan virus in February of 2020. It didn't even come out in any papers until March of 2020. It was supposedly hadn't even got here. But in February 2020, we began talking about it, and we told you that there were over 7 million dead Chinese, and we gave you the evidence predicated on cell phones that went dark. 7 million Chinese died because of the biological weapon of Wuhan in the early stages of them just releasing it so they could get it out, and they were burning bodies to get rid of the evidence. And we talk about all of that. It's about 3 hours worth of information you need to know. All right, Nan will be with me tomorrow. Let's see, what else have we got coming up? So I told you about Claire, I told you about Rick. And then, also, if you're concerned about what am I going to do with my kids, we talked yesterday about what's happening with David Lowry, which my friend David Shostokas, I introduced them, but we talked about Illinois SB 818, but it's also the National Sex Education program and what they're doing to 8-year-olds and 11-year-olds, teaching 8-year-olds how to masturbate. Did you know they do that with your kid at school? Oh, yeah, they teach them how to masturbate right there in the classroom. Let's just, you know, learn how to do that. We'll just show you pictures and teach you how to do that. 8 years old. It's child abuse. At any rate, there are alternatives. Chuck Woof will be with me. Education with parental values in mind. You can educate your kid from home. All right. My special guest who starts off each and every Wednesday with us. So David, are you going to stick around today? And maybe, I know you're too busy of a guy. You can't stick around, but maybe you can pick up some of the podcasts later. What do you think? Did that sound like a pretty decent show?
Sounds like a great show. And it always breaks my heart that I have to leave. And then sometimes I have to go put on my suit and tie and put on my uniform, you know, if you will, to go do battle in a courtroom.
Put on your Superman cape, man.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know that the judges would look kindly on my walking in with a Superman outfit, but
especially in Illinois. Oh, well, we didn't say that. You didn't say that. I said that. You didn't say that.
No. There's so many things that, but I would call it, you know, at the outset, while we have a lot of,
please,
you've got a lot of things going on. But Saturday or Sunday, of course, marks Constitution Day. It's September 17th, and that marks.
That's September 17th is Saturday, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Excuse me. You're right.
Yeah.
September 17th is Saturday, and that's Constitution Day. There's a veterans group, different veterans organizations in St. Charles, Illinois, that's having things all week long. And tonight I'm actually doing a presentation relating the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution. That's something that people don't do. They get caught up in the Constitution and they forget that the Declaration is in fact the inspiration and the Constitution is the execution. And if you don't understand the Declaration, you can't get the Constitution. I go to so many places and people talk about, I've got a Constitution in my pocket, in my breast pocket or in my purse or whatever. You should have a Declaration of Independence and you should study the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. One of the major things in the Constitution is something called in Article 6, where people that are whatever their office, whether it's state or local or federal, they're required to take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. But people don't take an oath and intend to die so that the president can serve for 4 years, or that the Supreme Court would be served for life, or that a tax bill has to be introduced in the House of Representatives. These technical mechanisms, these aren't what the people die for. They die for the principles that are behind the Constitution, and you find those in the Declaration of Independence that starts out with, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
And life, so tonight, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's exactly right. The governments are instituted among men to secure those rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And you need to know those 55 words to understand what the Constitution is about. And so I would encourage people anytime they're participating in a constitutional activity, whether it's a study, whether it's a discussion, refer to the Declaration of Independence. And that's what I'll be talking about tonight in St. Charles at the Veterans Center. And if anybody's in the St. Charles, Illinois neighborhood, come and visit with us. And they'll have events going on all week, including on Saturday, Constitution Day itself, where there'll be a parade. It's just, it's very exciting. And people need to remember that, because as we go through what we're going to talk about, some of the topics we're going to talk about today, it's just violations left and right of the Constitution. And the government gets away with that when we don't understand what it is that the Constitution is. So I would encourage people that during this week and, of course, all the time, study, understand the Constitution, but know that its roots are in the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I'm not even sure where we should start. There are several things. One of them, Mike Lindell had his phone seized yesterday, sitting in the drive-thru at a Hardee's. And, you know, he told him, he said, look, I run my five businesses from this. We don't care. And so they seized his phone, and that's behind the allegations that have been made regarding the, voter registrar in Colorado who Mike has been working with regarding the voter fraud that took place in Colorado. And the response, of course, of the, of the legal mechanisms there in Colorado to defend themselves is very similar to something else we're going to get into. And that is what Durham has discovered, which is just mind blowing.
Yeah. If we refer to Mr. Lindell's situation first, because that just happened yesterday.
Yep.
It becomes extraordinarily problematic. What you're talking about is the county clerk in Colorado by the name of Tina Peters. Ms. Peters, apparently prior to elections, made a backup of the voting systems in her county, and then discovered after there was an update of the systems that the update of the systems did not mirror what the what she had made the backup system of. And that, in fact, the software and other aspects of that system had been manipulated.
We got about 30 seconds, so let's set this up, because look, this is critically important to understand. Tina Peters discovered that there was an irregularity that appeared to be fraud. She attempted to try to bring that to officials' attention, and their reaction to what she did was instead to try to criminalize her. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David Shistokas, Shistokas.com, our constitutional originalist. And we, to restate, on the 17th, this coming Saturday, will be Constitution Day, and encourage you to get the creating of the Declaration of Independence. You can pick that up from David, as well as Constitutional Soundbites that gives you a deeper insight into all of the Constitution and understanding the Constitution. And we really need to understand the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, what it says and how it applies to us, because it does. And we're talking about that right now when it comes to this situation with Tina Peters, the backing up that she did of the voting system there in Colorado. The new system gets downloaded and lo and behold, there is a differentiation between the two. They don't match up. The numbers don't match up. The totals don't match up. There's something wrong. She goes to her boss to try to present this information and say there's an issue here. And her boss essentially turns on her. They try to erase the evidence that she has. So, as an official with evidence of fraud, she secures the evidence, which is what you are supposed to do. David?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this was actually, and then they ultimately in Colorado charged Ms. Peters with certain crimes, alleging, of course, that what she did in terms of mirroring the system and backing it up was illegal. But strangely enough, she's the county clerk. Her responsibility is, in fact, the voting system.
And to protect it and to defend its integrity and subsequently, if there is an issue, to retain the necessary evidences until such time as we can determine what it should look like, what it should be, what those records actually are.
Yeah, so she had evidence of some criminality, and then they charged her with being a criminal for collecting the evidence of criminality, which was within my understanding, within the course of her duties,
right,
to protect the system, and assisting her in both her defense, from what I understand, and how to proceed on what to do in protecting both herself and the integrity of the system. Mr. Lindell became involved in this matter, and from what I understand, the warrant that by which they executed and confiscated, the FBI confiscated his phone yesterday, was issued by a federal judge in Colorado. bringing those things together.
Amazing. You mean a federal judge in Colorado that one of those federal judges in Colorado where, you know, where you walk out onto the street and you get high?
Yeah, it was one of the judges that executes or is enforcing Rocky Mountain High. He's a federal judge out there, is among the people that, is in fact the individual that signed the warrant that the federal agents executed at a Hardee's of all places. I'm not going to comment on Mike's choice of hamburgers. but they executed at a Hardee's.
Yeah.
And so, to read Mr. Lundell's account of that when he was surrounded by cars and he didn't know whether it was the bad guys or the FBI. These days you can't tell the difference in many, many places. It's interesting. I was listening to Dan Bongino yesterday and Bongino's question is, when are the good guys in the FBI going to start resigning? This is problematic when they have so many agents that are executing these kinds of things clearly politically motivated all around the country. You know, it's not clearly about any kind of national security. It's not about criminality. It's clearly utilizing the federal government against political opponents.
Well,
and this is a problem.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a break and saying, I had Dr. Mark Sherwood on last week with Rick Manning, and we were talking about that, you know, and Sherwood was talking about, you know, the guy on the street who doesn't necessarily have any of this background and what have you. But we questioned him the same way, and he, you know, he came to the place of saying, yeah, you know, I mean, here's the bottom line. Now, there are FBI whistleblowers, as I understand it, that have started coming forward, which is good. But we need a whole lot more, especially in light of these kinds of situations. And when federal agents are taking people into custody and still believing the same lie, oh, you killed one of our own. And I'm talking about the Brian Sicknick situation. Folks, that's a problem. That is a gigantic problem. You mentioned this, and I think there's a good slide from what you just talked about relative to Lindell and relative to the FBI and evidences and all this kind of stuff to slide over into the Durham situation and talk about that when we come out of the break. And the fact that a guy that was being paid by a political opponent of the President of the United States was then hired and worked for 3 years during the administration of that same said president, knowing that the man had lied to the FBI. The FBI hires him to become an informant in order to protect themselves and hide evidence. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Justokas, our constitutional originalist. And so we're kind of walking through this, and I think we're building this. We began, of course, we want to remind you that Saturday, the 17th of September, is Constitution Day. And we would encourage you, that you understand the Declaration of Independence. And I'll just throw this in very quickly, and that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And understand this, and this is where our founders differed with John Locke. John Locke had some great ideas, but he still left the idea of those issues of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness out here, either in the hand of man or in the hand of God. Our founders believed that that was not the case, but that life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness were literally who they were, their flesh and blood, who they were. So when they said, I pledge my life, my liberty, and all of my worldly possessions, in other words, I am willing to die to be for these freedoms, it was because they understood that that was the only way they could be enslaved. Was if they took their physical person, because life, liberty, and that pursuit of happiness were not something that even God gave them. They were something that God put inside of them. It's what made them who they were. And that's hugely different. It's like the difference between faith in and faith of. Big difference, folks. And that's what we have.
You know, Greg, I'm thinking you mentioned again about Saturday being Constitution Day, and I am participating in events with the United Veterans Group in the western suburbs of Illinois. But I have over time done similar things in Florida. I've done things in Indiana. I've done things in southern Illinois, central Illinois. I've done things in Washington, D.C. I would encourage folks to Google Constitution Day events. There's plenty of great groups around the country that are involved in promoting that kind of educational activity. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that your listeners would look at that. There's a variety of events you'll find on Facebook, but if you just do something about Constitution Day events, find something near you and participate and go and learn and listen and get involved with the groups that are putting those things on, because they're involved in the education of our folks. And we're woefully undereducated on those principles, and that's by design. That's by design. Those things have been left out of our education system, because if you understand our government, then you will not be controlled by our government, because it's our government, we're not their subjects.
Well,
but
and
you need to understand those things.
And that is one of the greatest lies that is even propagated from pulpits when you talk about Romans 13. Romans 13 does not apply to the United States of America in the sense of a government. It applies to the United States of America in the sense of we as the sovereigns. We are the sovereigns, appointed by God. God has appointed you and I as the sovereigns in this nation. And these individuals, whether they be Congress members or senators or the President of the United States or somebody working in the administrative state, they still work for us. End of story. All right, Mike Lindell, Tina Peters, we talked about what happened with Tina Peters. She backed up. She did her job. Mike Lindell was engaged in helping her with counsel and in helping support her efforts to secure the elections in Colorado, and she discovered irregularities, and as a result, she was criminalized. This really leads over then into our next situation relative to how these things are done and the FBI getting involved, and that is the story of John Durham and what has happened. John Durham has been doing this investigation. The next trial that he's going to have was the trial of Igor Danchenko, who was the guy that presented false statements to the FBI, and he was expected to testify from the Clinton-connected executive Charles Dolan, and so now it's been discovered that he was subsequently hired by the FBI. And it appears that while he was hired by them in between March 2017 and October 2020, this is right in the middle of President Trump's presidency. And during that time, he apparently was lying to them. October 2016, they obtained the file. Anyway, go ahead, David. This is crazy stuff. What is the implications of the FBI putting Danchenko on the payroll after they know that the dossier that he presented to them is fabricated?
Yeah, this again becomes problematic, and it's hopeful that Mr. Durham is continuing down the appropriate path to find these things. But when you actually hire somebody to work for the government who has been actively working to undermine the government, then you wind up with criminals in the government as well. You know, obviously, when you're fighting crime from time to time, you have to deal with some unsavory people, because that's how you get information to prosecute your crimes. But when you bring somebody into and is put on the regular payroll, someone that is actively trying to undermine the president of the United States, this becomes this is how the administrative state is now trying to run not just the president but our lives. If it's a president that doesn't agree with the people who are in charge of the bureaucracy, it doesn't. Elections don't matter. Elections don't matter if the president cannot take control of the executive branch. And people.
Are you there?
Oh. Well, we have to take apart, dismantle these what we call institutions.
Well, it's the thing that I think is just crazy. And if you want to, I'm gonna try and get this article posted. Actually, I don't know if I don't know if we've posted this yet or not, but we will get this article put up at our website so that folks can do it. This is on TechnoFog, by the way, but we'll have it up at childrengenerationradio.com. And if you are a subscriber, then you're going to get this dropped into your email. If you're not a subscriber, please subscribe, because this is the kind of stuff you're going to get, information that you won't, you know, it's not going to be on the front page. And I'll talk about this with Taryn Rose, right, in our segment with her. But there's a thing in here that I find rather interesting, that talks about Sergey Million, Durham showing that Dyschenko falsely stated to the FBI that the information from Million came from a single 10 or 15 minute anonymous phone call that allegedly took place in late July 2016. That timing is particularly important, as Durham explains, and then he goes on to talk about the Steele dossier and all of the made up sexual stuff that was in it about President Trump, which was just nothing more than efforts to defame the character of the President of the United States.
Yeah, all right, well, I don't know what to say about some of this, Greg. It's so beyond the pale of what we understand and what we believe and what we hope to have involved in our government. The problem is, of course, we understand what these people were doing, but the problem is that they were brought into the government after they were doing it. And this is
when they knew, when there's other testified evidence that they knew that the Steele dossier was fake practically before they ever presented it to the FISA judge. There was serious questions in the minds of many of the individuals involved in this about the validity of the Steele dossier before it was presented the very first time to the FISA judge.
Well, some of it just sounded so silly from the beginning. You know, the whole thing regarding the Obama bed, and the involvement of the women, and, It just sounded so ridiculous, so absurd from the get-go, that you're just speechless sometimes that there's people that participate in putting that together. But I don't know that. Hopefully Mr. Durham's going to get to the bottom, and hopefully a few people will suffer the consequences. But the damage that has been done to the country by this spread of misinformation from our government, manipulation of the media, or with the media's agreement. You know, you sent or the cooperation between government and big tech,
yeah,
or big corporations. You sent me a couple of days ago an information about how the credit card companies are now going to reclassify.
And hang on one second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about that right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number one and segment number four. And my guest is David Shostokas, our attorney. David, you were starting. So we've talked about Constitution Day, very important on Saturday, understanding our Constitution. We've talked about the violations. We're working through this. We've got the Lindell situation. We've got the Danchenko situation with Durham that I think is important for folks to understand that, and we'll have that article up at our website. We haven't had a chance to get into the treatment of the prisoners in the prison, but I know that you also want to talk about the topic we were getting into as we were getting into the break, and that was the article I sent you about corporations being forced, and now Visa, of course, Visa said, we don't agree with this. That was their thing, but new efforts to make these corporations track ammunition and gun sales as a separate ISO. So go ahead.
Yes, and this becomes a problem. Visa, MasterCard, and the other credit card processors and their banks are now moving toward reclassification of gun stores. And so that they'll have a special classification for people when people make purchases at specifically gun stores. And then they will ultimately be able to track and have available who is making purchases at these stores. And it's a de facto, if not de jure, gun registration system.
Yeah.
By which these individual corporations have the ability to track this information. And now, of course, we have these judges that are issuing warrants for everything, whether there's probable cause or not. And we have this unholy alliance between big corporations and big government to have the corporations do things that the government cannot do according to the Constitution. Or according to even existing federal law. So this is how they get around the law, by saying, oh, no, those are private companies. They can do that. But once this information is put together in one location, whether it's by the corporation or by the government, then gee whiz, it's not too.
You're breaking up, David. You're breaking up. I'm not sure why. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, burn up everything that's interfering right now with our connectivity and our connection with David. In the name of Jesus Christ, holy fire, I make my personal declarations right now. Let them be executed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Are you there?
I'm back.
All right, excellent. Well, let me add this in. So here's the Fourth Amendment. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This was one of the issues with the entire Mar-a-Lago warrant, was the non-specificity of what was written in those documents. And the questions that are asked. And then in the Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without compensation. That part about deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process, that's in part what is being violated against those, I believe, that are being held right now as prisoners of war in the jails in D.C.
Well, certainly among the, you know, while you're talking about the Fourth and Fifth Amendments and the deprivation of due process in those circumstances, certainly some of the conditions with which they're being held run afoul of the Eighth Amendment regarding cruel and unusual punishment as well. And it also, they're imposing cruel and unusual punishment on people who have not yet been convicted of anything.
Right.
These are all pretrial detainees, and that also runs afoul of the Eighth Amendment, indicating no excessive bail. That there's a presumption that people are in fact entitled to bail unless they're shown to be otherwise dangerous. And so there's a variety of constitutional violations going on with these folks that are being held in Washington D.C. And the troublesome problem part about that is, of course, the judges are not enforcing the Constitution.
Right.
The judges are turning a blind eye to these things because a number of these matters where people have been troubled having problems getting their medication, where they're unnecessarily being held in solitary confinement. These issues have been brought to judges, and the judges are turning a blind eye. It was always the judiciary that used to be the defender of these matters, that you could go when the executive branch would be overreaching, it would be the judiciary that would step in and say, no, you can't do this anymore. But now the judiciary is complicit with these activities. And that's not a new thing. You know, one of the things we talk about, you hear about the FISA warrants from time to time. It's always astounded to me that the judges that were given false information to issue these warrants have never stepped forward and called these lawyers in and said, hey, you lied to me in my courtroom to my face.
Right. Right.
I'm going to lock you up for doing that.
Even in spite of the fact that we do have on record, one of the judges clearly knows that that's the case. I mean, he has stated publicly that he is aware that the FISA warrant that was presented in his court was presented with evidence, with tainted evidence, and that it never should have been issued to begin with. So that's already been admitted. And as you said, it is nonsensical then that he has not taken action in light of that revelation and his full and complete knowledge and understanding of it. So let me ask you this in our closing moment here.
Yes.
And that begs the question then, if an official knows that a crime has been committed and refuses to take action on said crime, is that not a violation of their oath? And does that not then make them an accomplice? And isn't there some, Larry Klayman suggests that we have citizen grand juries to deal with these issues, which I think there's great validity legally in that. But your thoughts with regards to this criminal activity and then not acting on it?
Which goes back to the point I was making originally about the FISA judges, and they set such a terrible example of what we're talking about because they actually have the inherent judicial authority to call before them the people that lied to them. And they have the inherent judicial authority to hold those individuals in criminal contempt and sentence them. They don't need anybody else to do it. And yet they haven't done it. And this is troublesome across the board in so many places where we have officials that are refusing to enforce the law. We have, of course, the famous Kim Fox, state's attorney here in Illinois that does not prosecute people that have been shooting at each other on the basis that it's mutual combat. These are, we need to take back control of our law enforcement as well.
Yeah.
To see to it that when the police arrest people, that those people are in fact prosecuted. So these are systemic issues that have developed over time. But citizens do need to take control of those, their government, and they need to do it. We talk about these grand Washington D.C. and the federal judges and these other folks. You got to look at your petty tyrants in the local government as well,
right?
Do the things that you can do.
Yeah,
we're fighting in Central Illinois right now on those same kind of issues. You got to do what you can do and study the Constitution this weekend.
Hear, hear. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.